भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 58 चैप्टर एंटाइटल कृष्ण मैरिज फाइव प्रिंसेसेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। तत्रा विद्या शरीरव्याघ्रान् शुकरान् महिषान् रुरून् शरबान् गवयान् खड्गान् हरीनान् शशशल्लकान् तत्रा विद्यत् शरेर्व्याघ्रे तत्रा विद्या शरेर्व्याघ्रान् शुकरान् महिषान् रुरून् शरभान् गवयान् खड्गान् हरीनान् शशशल्लकान् तत्रा विद्या शरेर्व्याघ्रान् शुकरान् महिषान् रुरून् शरबान् गवयान् खड्गान् हरीनां शशशल्लकान्। Matajis. Tatra, there. Avidyat, he shot. Share, with his arrows. Vyagran, tigers. Shukaran, boars. Mahishan, wild buffalo. Rurun, a species of antelope. Sharabhan, a species of deer. Gavayan, a wild ox-like mammal. Khadgan, rhinoceros. Harinan, black deer. Shasha, rabbits. Shallakan, and porcupines. With his arrows, Arjuna shot tigers, boars and buffalo in that forest, along with rurus, sharabas, gavayas, rhinoceroses, black deer, rabbits and porcupines. Text 16. Taninyo kinkara ragye medyan parvanupagate tritparitah parishranto bibatsur yamunamagat. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A crew of servants carry to King Yudhishthira the slain animals fit to be offered in sacrifice on some special occasion. Then feeling thirsty and tired, Arjuna went to the bank of the Yamuna. Purport. As Srila Prabhupada often explained, the Kshatriyas or warriors would hunt in the forest for several purposes: to practice their fighting skills, to control the population of ferocious beasts who were a threat to human beings, and to provide animals for Vedic sacrifices. The killed animals would be given new bodies by the power of the sacrifices. Since priests no longer have that power, the sacrifices would not constitute mere killing and are thus forbidden. In the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that the great sage Narada severely chastised King Prachina Bharishat for abusing this principle of authorized hunting. In fact, the king had become like modern sportsmen who cruelly kill animals as a so-called hobby. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pavchada Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. In this chapter we are reading at this particular point of time Arjuna and Krishna going together on an adventure. And this is what they would do often. Krishna and Arjuna were the best of friends. Once earlier also they had gone like this. And that is described in another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Where yesterday our Sahadeva Prabhu was explaining the Khandav forest burning. That is a very nice episode also where Agni was devouring the Khandav forest. And Maya Danav, the Asura, demon who was hiding inside that forest, he began to run. And Krishna saw him that is escaping from the forest fire. Krishna took out his Sudarshan Chakra to kill him, because he is a demon after all. And fearing Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra, he ran back to the forest, but there was a fire waiting to burn him, devour him. So he was caught between the fire and the chakra. And he had no way to escape. And Krishna was ready, the fire was there, Agni was there. So he looked at Arjuna, who was standing in between, and in desperation he ran towards Arjuna and fell at Arjuna's feet. When he fell at Arjuna's feet, Krishna immediately withdrew his Sudarshan Chakra. And Agnidev also didn't harm him. Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport to this pastime in the first canto of Bhagavatam, where he says that, you know, we are like that demon. Because who is a demon? Srila Prabhupada writes in another place, in one purport, that demon is he who works very hard without benefiting even himself. So by that definition, we are demons in this 21st century. We are working hard without benefit to even ourselves. So we are like Maya Danav, demon, and we are caught in the raging, devouring forest fire of material existence. Samsara Dava Naranira Loka. So this is the blazing forest fire where we are tapatre, the three miseries are burning us. And when we try to escape from it, who is there in front of us? The Kala Chakra, the time. Krishna with his time factor ಯಕ್ಕಶ್ಚನೇಶು ಬಲಿನೋಂತ ಕೋರಗಾತ್ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ವೇಗಾತ್ ಅಭಿಧಾವತೋ ಬೃಷಾಂ ಭೀತನ್ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಂ ಪ್ರತಿಪಾತಿ ಯದ್ಭಯಾನ್ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಪ್ರದಾವತ್ ಹರಣಂ ತಮೀಮಹಿ. ಗಜೇಂದ್ರ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಯುನೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಫಾರ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಜಾಗಿಂಗ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅ ಸರ್ಪೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಚೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ರನ್, ಹೌ ಫಾರ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ರನ್? ಸೊ ಆನ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಥ್ರೆಟ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಥ್ರೀ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್? ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಮಯಾದಾನ ಟುಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಲುಕ್ಡ್ ಎಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಡ್ರೂ ಅಂಡ್ ಇವನ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದೇವ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಡ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಬೋನಫೈಡ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್, ದೆನ್ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಎಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸ್. ಟೈಮ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲೂಯನ್ಸ್. ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿಲ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲೂಯನ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡ್ ದ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಈ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಈ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಹೌ ಅರ್ಜುನ ದೆನ್ ವೆನ್ ಮಯಾದಾನ ವಾಸ್ ಸೇವ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅರ್ಜುನ, he took shelter of krishna. Arjuna told him take shelter of krishna, so he took shelter of krishna and he wanted to serve krishna. Krishna said no, I don't want anything, but I order you make a beautiful palace for the pandavas. So Srila Prabhupada writes there that Mayadhanav by the mercy of Arjuna got krishna's shelter and by krishna's mercy got service to pandavas. And then he says similarly we get krishna by the mercy of pure devotee. And then by the mercy of Krishna, we get a chance to serve the devotee. So the fact that we have a chance to serve devotees, pure devotees of Krishna, means we have been the fortunate recipients of the Lord's mercy. So like this, this pastime is there in the Bhagavatam. Also, Krishna and Arjuna had another very interesting adventure when they went even to Vaikuntha once. Anybody knows why they went to Vaikuntha? To retrieve the children who had been kidnapped by Lord Vishnu, children of Brahmana who had been, and then so like that there are many pastimes like that. Also there is another place, basically if you see Krishna and Arjuna, the Bhagavad Gita was there where Arjuna and Krishna had a beautiful dialogue and Arjuna learned about the soul and surrender to Krishna. And there also in the 11th chapter Arjuna says, Krishna, I took you for granted. No, I would sit with you on the same asana, I would put my head on your lap, I would joke with you, but now I understand you are the Supreme Lord. So like this, here also in this chapter we are seeing how Krishna and Arjuna are set. And later on we'll see, after this pastime there is a war of Mahabharata and so many things happen. But the actual test for Arjuna comes when Krishna is not there. And when Krishna, actually when he goes to Dwarka, he returns with the very disappointing news that Krishna has left this world. And he is very sad, he is forlorn, dejected, and Yudhishthira Maharaj looks at him and asks him, Arjuna, what happened? He asks him different things. Why are you looking so down? Is it that you have been defeated by someone? Is it that you couldn't give charity to Brahmanas? Why are you looking so sad? And finally, Arjuna reveals what has happened. He says, Krishna has left this world and he has withdrawn his mercy, his power. And now I realize that whatever I was doing was only because Krishna had empowered me to do. Soham Nripendra Rahita Purushottamena Sakya Priyena Suhrda Hridayena Shunya Advanurukrama Parigrahamanga Rakshan ಗೋಪೇ ರಸದ್ಬಿರಬಲೇವ ವಿನಿರ್ಜಿತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಈ ಸಿಂಗ್, ಓ ನೃಪೇಂದ್ರ, ಓ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ್, ಸೋಹಂ ನೃಪೇಂದ್ರ ರಹಿತ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮೇನ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಮೀ. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಮೈ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್. ಸಖ್ಯ ಪ್ರಿಯೇನ ಸುಹೃದ ಹೃದಯೇನ ಶೂನ್ಯ. ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಶೂನ್ಯ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೈ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಸಖ್ಯ ಪ್ರಿಯೇನ ಹೃದಯ. So Surda, he was the best well-wisher, he has left me. And because his mercy is gone now, I couldn't protect the queens. Advan Urukrama Parigrahamanga Rakshan. I was carrying them to a safe place when some infidel coward men attacked me and they took away these women and I couldn't protect them. Gopair asadbir abaleva vinirjitosmi. I have been defeated. O emperor, I have been defeated. I have been rendered weak, helpless. Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport, instructive purport on how sometimes we may get bewildered. How could Krishna's queens be kidnapped by ordinary coward men? And how could they defeat Arjuna? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains how these queens who were kidnapped, they were some apsaras in their previous life who made fun of Ashtavakra Muni, who was bent in eight places. So Ashtavakra Muni cursed them that you will be kidnapped after your marriage in your next life. And then they pleased the sage. So the sage said, okay, even if you are kidnapped, you will be kidnapped by your husband, Lord Krishna himself, who will come in a different way and kidnap you. So they were basically, it was a pastime. But externally you see, Arjuna, such a powerful warrior, he is now not, he is rendered helpless. He can't do anything. Because Krishna has withdrawn his power, his mercy. So many times we may be proud of our abilities. Some of us may be very good speakers, singers, some of us may be good actors, good beautiful. We may have lot of talent, but when Krishna withdraws his power, we can do nothing. And whatever a devotee does is constantly, is always conscious that it is Krishna's mercy that is enabling him to do. Imejana pada sruddha supakaushadi viruda vanadri nadi udanvanto edante tava vikshite. Kunti Maharani says that, my dear Lord, all the cities are flourishing, the crops are growing, the fruits are there. Imejana pada sruddha supakaushadi viruda, and all these herbs, minerals are being formed. All this is happening because tava vikshite, you are casting your merciful glance upon all of us. So Arjuna is realizing that without Krishna, without Krishna's mercy and power, we have nothing. In the next verse he says, tadvai danustaishava sarato hayaste soham rati nripatayo yatanamanti sarvam kshanena tadabudasadisha riktam bhasman hutam kuakaradam ivoptamushyam. He says, my dear emperor, just see, I am the same Arjuna. Tadvai danush. I have the same Gandiva bow. Tadvai danush atayo sa, tadvai danush sa vayo ataste. He is saying the same arrows, same Gandiva bow, same horses, soham rati, same chariot and same warrior Arjuna, I am there. But still I have been rendered weak and helpless. That means when Krishna withdraws power, we can do nothing. Sarvam kshanena tadabud asad isha riktam. When isha riktam, when Krishna has withdrawn his mercy, we can do nothing. And then he gives three examples to explain. He says, without Krishna's mercy, our situation is like basman hutam kuvakaradam ivoptamushyam. Basman hutam means, it is like putting butter on ashes. Imagine there are ashes and you put butter on it. What will happen? Will it cause fire? Full ashes, nothing will happen. He says, similarly, without Krishna's mercy, all our endeavors is like putting butter on ashes. Then he says, kuvakaradam, it is like the moving of a magic wand by a magician. Will it actually create money? But if it's actually creating money, why would he perform magic shows? So it's simply magic. And ivopta mushyam, he's saying it is like, without Krishna's mercy, our endeavors are like planting seeds in a barren land. So basically we can do nothing, and therefore we should not be proud. Srila Prabhupada writes in the first line of this purport that one should not be proud of borrowed plumes. Like a crow may borrow peacock's feather and put it on his head and think he has become beautiful like the peacock. But Srila Prabhupada says it is like that, we are like that. We have taken some strength, some opulence of Krishna, a little bit we have got, and we are thinking we are great. Any moment, asadisha riktam, that will be withdrawn from us. Like a beautiful bulb we may have, that bulb is useless if it is not connected, if electricity is not generated. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says in that purport that the supreme electricity is generated and withdrawn by Krishna. There is nothing we can do. So like that, material world, Srila Prabhupada says, is the blessing. Without Krishna's blessing, it is like a child's play only. Therefore, we are rendered helpless. And there is nothing we can do if Krishna withdraws his power. We have seen some of the most powerful people in this world. They may be very successful, beautiful, but with the power of time, they are all gone. Like I remember when we were young boys, we used to hear about one very famous actress who was considered as the most beautiful woman on planet Earth at one time. Bollywood actress, Madhubala. Everybody must be knowing her. So when she was 14 years old, she had become a sensation in India. She was so beautiful that men were mad after her. When she would go for shooting, there would be thousands of men waiting outside to take her darshan. And all actors, famous actors of that time, Raj Kapoor, Devanand, they were all madly in love with her. And she was controlled by her father because she was from an Orthodox Muslim family also. And at the age of 21, the Hollywood's top director, Frank Capra, he came to take her darshan. He was so desperate for her. So she was so beautiful, so attractive. And then her famous movie came, Mughal-e-Azam, by which she became famous in all over the world. Russia, Pakistan, East Pakistan, all Asian countries. Such a sensational personality. At the age of 21 or 22, she was diagnosed with a hole in the heart. And she would constantly keep vomiting blood. And then last 9 years of her life, she was completely bedridden. And at the age of 36, which is actually not old, at the age of 36, she died a very painful, miserable death. And then she was buried at Santa Cruz at the Muslim cemetery. It's gone. And not only that, another few years later, in early 2000, the cemeteries are limited place and people keep dying. So the old cemeteries have to be removed and new people have to be buried there. So her things were removed and it became a little controversy for 1 or 2 weeks. And after that, somebody else's dead body was placed there. Gone. Such a famous actor, the whole world was crazy for, and the dead body is also not there now. So this is the power of time, this is the power of how everything in this world is fleeting. And Arjuna realized this, that, all my power is all gone. Asadisha Riktam, it's like planting seeds on a barren land. And like this, Arjuna was lamenting to Yudhishthir Maharaj that I had so much association of Krishna, but I didn't take it seriously. And now I realize that all the power I had was only because of Krishna. And in that stage of despondency, he gets strength because he starts remembering what? He starts remembering Krishna's instructions. Deshakalartha yuktani hrittapo pashamani cha haranti smaratas chittam govinda bhitani me. Govinda bhitani. What instructions Lord Krishna gave, they are applicable in all deshakala patra. And hrittapo upashamani cha. And remembering those instructions of Krishna pacified Arjuna's heart. Arjuna became pacified because of remembering Krishna's beautiful instructions. Haranti smaratas chittam, and his attention was completely focused. So ultimately it is the instructions of the Lord, instructions of the spiritual master that can save us, that can give us relief. Because physical association, like Arjuna also didn't have physical association of Krishna always. Similarly, it's a matter of time before we are also separated from the people we love. And at that time, the instructions, they help us. In one Pune Yatra, long ago, Isolde Pradhana Swami Maharaj was asking the audience, in front of the audience, he was asking, looking at Niranjan Swami Maharaj, and asked him, Niranjan Swami Maharaj, how much did you get personal association of Srila Prabhupada? He was sitting on the other end of the dais, and Niranjan Swami Maharaj did like this, zero, pointing zero. Then Maharaj said, see, he hardly got any association, but he is doing so much service for Srila Prabhupada. So ultimately, we may not get physical association, we may not be close to the Guru, but how much we are able to govinda bhitani me, how much we are able to remember the instructions of the Lord and the spiritual master, that is what will give us strength and nourishment. Evam chintayato jishno krishna pada saroruham saurdenati gadena shanta sid vimalamati. As Arjuna remembered these beautiful instructions, shanta sid vimalamati, his mind became free from all contaminations and he again became vimala and clean. So like this, we need to come together here and remember these instructions. I think last year we had this 25th anniversary of Radha Gopinath's appearance, the celebrations. And Isolina Radha Swami Maharaj was giving Bhagavatam class. And after the class, Anandananda Prabhu asked a question that, Maharaj, now we don't get so much of our association and very soon you will not come here also so much. And most devotees will not get our association. And things will not be the same. So what do we do then? And immediately the first line Maharaj said in the answer was, Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta prasparam. This is how began the answer by quoting this verse where Krishna is telling Arjuna that my devotees always come together, they chant, they hear and they discuss about my activities. So this is the solution. This is what Arjuna also did in the absence of Krishna. He remembered Krishna's instructions, he meditated on those instructions and derived strength from those instructions. So like this, Krishna and Arjuna had great friendship. As we are reading in today's verse, they are going out. But the test of that friendship was later when Krishna was not there and Arjuna's strength was in remembering Krishna's instructions. Also we see in this chapter, before this verse, Krishna enters the palace and he takes blessings of Kunti, Yudhishthir and Bhima. He touches their feet. And Arjuna he embraces and Nakula and Sahadeva touch Krishna's feet. Krishna offers respects to everyone. This is also the hallmark of the Vedic culture and especially of the Pandavas. That Krishna was most close to Pandavas and Krishna always respected them and Pandavas also respected. Actually Pandavas' whole life was based on following the culture of respect. The whole Mahabharata war was not about to take place because Arjuna was respecting his teachers. He said, how can I kill them? Because killing is the worst sign of disrespect. So he didn't want to kill his uncle, his grandfathers. And Yudhishthira Maharaj also, imagine before the war, he goes to Bhishma, Drona and takes their blessings. And Bhishma and Drona in the Mahabharata it is explained, they tell Yudhishthira that if you had not come to us for blessings, we would have cursed you. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is going and taking blessings. Please bless me that I can kill you. That is how respect was there. That you take respect from, you offer respect to everyone. That is one of the acharyas explained in one, I think Tatpara Nirana, I don't know which commentary of Mahabharata. How during the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna was, we all know how, what Krishna did, how much respect he offered. Not just to Pandavas and pure devotees and other devotees and sages. He was washing the feet of all the guests who came for the Rajasuya sacrifice. So in the Rajasuya sacrifice, there was a bell kept. And that bell would ring after all the sacrifice, the bell has to ring on its own. That means the sacrifice has been performed properly. But that bell did not ring. So everyone was wondering, what mistake did we do? So Krishna said, Krishna knows everything. So he looked at the Pandava and said, there is one very, very nice Vaishnav staying on the outskirts of Hastinapur. You did not invite him. You didn't offer him proper respect. So you are not getting so much mercy and this bell is not ringing. The yagya is not complete because you didn't offer respect. So then this Vaishnav was called and he was offered all respects. Draupadi cooked a nice feast for him. They served him prasad and after that he went and then again the bell did not ring. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, oh, now what did we do wrong? And Krishna looked at Draupadi and smiled and Draupadi put her head down. She realized that it was her mistake. Because what happened? She had cooked nice prasad and she was serving this Brahman. And this Brahman was little transcendental like many Brahmanas. He took prasad and he had a habit of mixing all sabzi and everything and eating. Like some people say, endme everything becomes one in the stomach, so they mix everything. And those who cook, they don't like if people mix all the sabzis. Because you know, each sabzi has special taste. Shark has different taste. So he mixed everything and he ate. And she looked at it and she made a face. She said, how is he eating like this? So that respect was not there. So that bell did not ring. So Krishna again looked at Draupadi and Draupadi understood. So then again the Vaishnava was called. She washed his feet, begged forgiveness and again cooked. But this time what she did? While serving, she closed her eyes. She didn't see how he was eating. So like this, the pastime is there. How respect is a very important part of Vedic culture. That's what Lord Shiva also tells Parvati in the Padma Puran. That the హైయెస్ట్ వర్షిప్ ఈజ్ వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు. ఆరాధనాం సర్వేషాం విష్ణుర్ ఆరాధనం పరం. బట్ దర్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ హయ్యర్ దెన్ దాట్. తస్మాత్ పరతరం దేవీం తదీయానాం సమర్చనం. వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ డెవోటీస్ ఈజ్ ఈవెన్ హయ్యర్. సో దర్ ఫార్ ఆఫరింగ్ రెస్పెక్ట్, లైక్ కృష్ణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ షోయింగ్ హౌ టు రెస్పెక్ట్ హిస్ డెవోటీస్. సో లైక్ దిస్ వీ ఆఫర్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్. అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ యూ నో, అండ్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ వెన్ యూ జెన్యున్లీ రెస్పెక్ట్ అనదర్ పర్సన్, ఐ డోంట్ నో ఇఫ్ యూ హెవ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దిస్, యూ నో, వెన్ సంబడి, వెన్ వీ జెన్యున్లీ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ రిసీవింగ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆల్సో, నో, వీ ఫీల్ సో మచ్ లైక్ రెసిప్రోకేటింగ్ అండ్ సర్వింగ్ అదర్స్ అండ్ రెస్పెక్టింగ్ అదర్స్. ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ అ వెరీ పాజిటివ్ కల్చర్. లైక్ రీసెంట్లీ సమ్ డెవోటీస్ ఫ్రమ్ రష్యా వర్ టెలింగ్ మీ, ఐ వాజ్ ఇన్ గోపాల్స్ గార్డెన్ స్కూల్, సో దే హ్యాడ్ కమ్ దేర్. సో దే ఆర్ టెలింగ్ మీ దేర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దట్ దే వెంట్ టు కేరళ ఫర్ సమ్ మెడికల్ ట్రీట్మెంట్. సో ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు, దే ఆర్ కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు బాంబే ఆర్ సమ్వేర్. సో దే దే టు డ్రైవ్ ఇన్ అ కార్ ఫర్ సమ్ ఫోర్ అవర్స్. సో దే హ్యాడ్ మేడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రసాదం అరేంజ్మెంట్స్ అట్ వన్ నంబూద్రి బ్రాహ్మణ్స్ హౌస్. ఫర్ దట్ బ్రాహ్మణ్స్ హ్యాడ్ కుక్ ప్రసాదం ఫర్ దీస్ డెవోటీస్. అండ్ నముద్రి బ్రాహ్మణ్స్ ఆర్ ద హైయెస్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణ్స్ యూనో ఇన్ కేరళ. దే ఆర్ అపాయింటెడ్ బై పరశురామ్. యాక్చువల్లీ పరశురామ్, దట్ హోల్ ల్యాండ్ వాస్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై పరశురామ్ అండ్ ఈ గేవ్ ఇట్ టు ద నముద్రి బ్రాహ్మణ్స్ సేయింగ్ దట్ యూ రూల్ హియర్. ఈ హ్యాడ్ క్రియేటెడ్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సీ. సో దర్ వెరీ హై క్లాస్ బ్రాహ్మణ్స్. సో దిస్ నముద్రి బ్రాహ్మణ్ దిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ రిసీవ్ దిస్ రష్యన్ డెవోటీస్ అండ్ సచ్ నైస్ హాస్పిటాలిటీ ఆఫర్డ్ యూనో అండ్ ఈ సర్వ్డ్ సచ్ నైస్ ప్రసాద్ అండ్ ఇట్ టచ్ దేర్ ఫీట్ and then gave them dakshina also. For these devotees were telling me when they went that Prabhu, you know, we were so touched and our heart, we were feeling that we are mlechas, we are yavanas, but devotees respected us so much and we want to reciprocate, we want to offer the same kind of respect, we want to also do the same thing. So this is what happens, that you know, when there is a culture of respect, we also everyone feels like serving. So like this, so this is another thing we can learn from this chapter, this pastime shows. And also we see as Kunti and Draupadi are narrating their struggles, we see how they have kept faith in Krishna. Because one of the most amazing lessons we learn from Pandavas, and in this chapter Isolina Radhana Swami Maharaj and Niranjan Swami Maharaj explained last week weekend, how Pandavas kept faith in Krishna during the most testing period of their life, and Krishna therefore was completely purchased by them. సారథ్య పార్షద సేవన సఖ్య దౌత్య వీరాసనానుగమనస్తవన ప్రణామాన్ స్నిగ్ధేషు పాండుషు జగత్ ప్రణతీం చ విష్ణోర్ భక్తిం కరోతి నృపతి చరణారవిందే. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ హౌ కృష్ణ సారథ్య పార్షద సేవన సఖ్య దౌత్య ఈ బికేమ్ సారథి ఫర్ అర్జున. సారథి ఈజ్ అ వెరీ లో జాబ్, చారిటీయర్, డ్రైవర్. సారథ్య పార్షద, హి వాజ్ అన్ అసోసియేట్ ఆఫ్ ద పాండవాస్. సేవన, హి వాజ్ అ సర్వెంట్. హి వాజ్ అ సఖ్య, హి వాజ్ అ ఫ్రెండ్, హి వాజ్ అ మెసెంజర్, దూత్య. అండ్ వీరాసనానుగమన, హి ఆల్సో బికేమ్ అ బెడ్ అండ్ అ పిల్లో ఫర్ అర్జున. అర్జున వుడ్ పుట్ ఇస్ హెడ్ ఆన్ ఇస్ కృష్ణాస్ ల్యాప్ అండ్ స్లీప్ సమ్ టైమ్స్. సో ఇమాజిన్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ క్లోజ్నెస్ దే హ్యాడ్. వై ఆల్ దిస్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ డూయింగ్ ఫర్ ద పాండవాస్? బికాస్ స్నిగ్ధేషు, స్నిగ్ధేషు పాండుషు జగత్ ప్రణతీం చ విష్ణు. సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ ప్రణతి విష్ణు, కృష్ణ ఇస్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, బట్ పాండవాస్ వర్ స్నిగ్ధేషు, పాండవాస్ వర్ మాల్యుయబుల్ టు ద విల్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్. మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కృష్ణ డిజైర్డ్ దే వర్ ఏబుల్ టు డూ, దే వర్ డూయింగ్ హ్యాపీలీ. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ పర్చేస్డ్, కృష్ణ వాజ్ కాంకర్డ్ బై దెమ్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ లెసన్ వీ లెర్న్ దాట్ their mood was how can we please you Krishna, not that how can Krishna please me. So this is our hope, that we can take inspiration from Pandavas, that when we go through tests, because tests will come, even some of the greatest Christian preachers, they have written books on the, you know, some of the greatest preachers have gone through periods of doubt, and they have gone through, they have been shaken by the material energy. So it's not easy when adversities, when reversals come in our lives. So Krishna has shown us that how a devotee never leaves Krishna like the Pandavas. And especially when we are trapped in this tunnel, you know, we have left material world, we think we have left. And then we want to go to Krishna and there is a big tunnel. And we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And this tunnel, this side also we have left. So we are in the middle of the tunnel. It's all dark. So we are wondering, where am I? and we are not sure whether we want to go back, and we don't know how far we have to go. So at such times, we perceive Krishna's presence by remembering the example, the shining example of Pandavas. But our problem is, we are generally thinking, not thinking of how we can please Krishna. We are thinking, if I chant Hare Krishna, I will become successful in business. If I chant Hare Krishna, my life will be good. Basically, the bottom line is, how will Hare Krishna help me? Or how will Krishna serve me? That is the unspoken message of our sadhana. But actually a devotee means, not how can Krishna please me or serve me, how can I serve Krishna? And that attitude alone will help us during test, during crisis. And that is the attitude Pandavas had. And this is revealed by Bhishma. When he met the Pandavas, Bhishma told them that you were successful in your life because you followed this principle of being under the will of Vaishnavas and Krishna. Aho kashtam avo nyayam yadiyoyam dharmanandana jivitum narhata klishtam vipra dharma achyutashraya. Bhishmadev tells Pandavas that aho kashtam avo anyayam. Oh, how much kashta, how much anyaya you went through, how much injustice and difficulties. Yadiyoyam dharmanandana, you are sons of dharma. Jivitum naratha klishtam, so much misery, you didn't deserve to live. But you still are happy and successful because vipra dharma achyuta ashraya. You took shelter of devotees, religious principles and achyuta, Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada says, if you have taken shelter of these three principles, then there is no cause for despondency. A devotee will not be despondent if we are thinking of how I can please Krishna, how I can please Vaishnavas, rather than constantly thinking of how I can be happy, why things are not happening for me. So like this, Bhishma is revealing to Pandavas that through Pandavas, we are being instructed how if we also go through crisis and tests, we meditate on how we can serve Krishna, how we can please Krishna. Sarvam kala kritam manye bhavatam jayadapriyam sapalo yadvashe loko vayoriva ghanavali. Then Bhishma says, just look at the power of time. Sarvam kala kritam manye, everything is happening by the power of time. All unpleasant things, sapalo yadvashe loko, everyone in this world is controlled by time. And just like the clouds are thrown away by wind, all our plans are thrown away by time. And we are seeing. You know, we don't have to read a lot of history. We can see how time is changing fortunes for people overnight. 10 years ago, one politician was a big villain. Media was criticizing him like anything. And last year, he became a national hero. And today, again, he's being criticized. And last year, there was one politician who was a big joke. People were making caricature of him. Today, he has won elections with a whooping majority. So, that's how life is. Kala changes our situations disdainfully. And in that purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes, one should not be bewildered by the tricks of time. Time plays tricks in our life. So, all of us will go through that. But if we take shelter of Vipra, Dharma, Achyuta, then we can, like the Pandavas, keep faith in Krishna, especially during times of crisis. And Bhishma further says that it is amazing that even though Pandavas had Krishna on their side, they suffered. Sometimes we think, if you have Krishna, then everything will be nice. Life will be smooth. Yatra dharma suto raja, gada pani vrukodara, Krishna stri gandivam chapam, suhurt Krishna stato vipat. He is saying, oh, dharma suta, Yudhishthir Maharaj, you were there amongst Pandavas. Gada pani vrukodara, oh, you have Bhima and Gandivam Chapam Krishna, Gandiva wielder Arjuna is there, and Suhurt Krishna's, the best friend Krishna all of you had, Tato Vipat, still you had reversals. This is very, very shaking. Such Krishna is there, Bhima is there, Arjuna is there, Yudhishthira is there, and still they are suffering. So in the next verse, Bhishma says that don't try to analyze how this can happen. He says, नयस्य करे चेद्राजन् पुमान् वेदा विदित्सुतम् यद्विजिज्ञासया युक्ता मुह्यन्ति कवयोपि. डोंट ट्राई टू एनालाइज बिकॉज मुह्यन्ति कवयोपि. इवन ग्रेट फिलोसोफर्स आर बिविल्डर्ड बाय दिस. हाउ व्हेन कृष्ण इज ऑन योर साइड यू कैन गो थ्रू सो मच सफरिंग. सो नयस्य करे चेद्राजन् दीज थिंग्स कैनॉट बी अंडरस्टूड बाय अवर फाइनाइट ब्रेन. जस्ट एक्सेप्ट इट एज प्लान ऑफ कृष्ण एंड क्वाइटली सर्व. And Srila Prabhupada, Isolina Pradhana Swami Maharaj quoted in the Saturday class how Prabhupada gives the example of mother-in-law teaching her daughter-in-law by scolding her daughter. Because daughter-in-law has just come to her new house, she may not be able to take the instruction and correction. So what the mother-in-law does, she tells her own daughter loudly, why you did this, why you did that, wrong. So the daughter-in-law hears and she says, oh, this should not be done. Similarly, Prabhupada would say, Krishna knows if he gives us suffering like he gave to Pandavas, we may give up devotional service. So he instructs those who have unflinching faith in him, like the Pandavas. And through their example, we can learn how to face reversals. So like this, we can see that times will change, there will be suffering, there will be challenges, but we need to keep our faith in Krishna. Like the Pandavas in this chapter also, and plus in the Bhagavatam and Mahabharata we read, he kept. And for us, our faith in Krishna is by holding on to his most merciful form in which he has appeared, and that is the holy name. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting attentively, by chanting sincerely, we can also access Krishna's mercy. Sometimes devotees go through so much, such a long period of dryness, such a long period of doubts, challenges, and the only thing that gives them succor and shelter is the holy name. And sometimes devotees wonder, you know, when will I hear Krishna's voice, or when will I understand what is Krishna's plan for me, when will I discover my inner calling? Everything is there in the holy name. Holy name reveals everything. Yesterday only I heard Sachinandan Maharaj's story. Very beautiful explanation he gave, very hope giving. How when there was a girl who fell in love with the king. She wanted to marry him, but she thought, how can I marry him? He stays very far away, 7 oceans across. So what is the possibility that he will know that I love him? And what is the possibility that he will come and marry me? So at that time, a messenger came to her and said, I have come from the king. The king wants to meet you. So she became so excited. She accompanied the messenger to see the king. But the journey was a very long one because the king stayed so many oceans and mountains away. But what happened when she was traveling with this messenger towards the king, on the way, she fell in love with the messenger. And by the time she reached, she was confused what to do now. But she felt, we'll nevertheless meet the king. And when she went inside, what did she realize? That messenger who had come was none other than the king. And then she was so happy and relieved. So Satyanand Maharaj gave this story saying that we are like that girl, you know, we are wondering in our life, when will Krishna come? But Krishna has sent his messenger, you know, in the form of holy name. And we develop a relationship, the more time we spend with the holy name, we develop a relationship with the holy name. And when we leave this body, we will realize this holy name is actually Krishna, not different from Krishna. So all that we are expecting from Krishna, all that, you know, one of the challenges people have is, I am not feeling loved, people don't love me. Love, holy name is the source of all love. Holy name is the source of all things sublime in our lives. And it is one, this is one, what they call in management, you know, the hedgehog principle. Just take shelter of this one principle for all crises in the life of a devotee, all challenges, for everything the solution is Hare Krishna. Sometimes people wonder, Hare, for everything in Hare Krishna you say, chant Hare Krishna. When there is happiness, you chant Hare Krishna. When there is distress, you chant Hare Krishna. Because Hare Krishna is the actual real shelter in this crazy, terrible material world. Like in management they call it as hedgehog is an animal. Like it's like the brother of porcupine. You know, porcupine, jungli chuwa. It has, you know, the sharp thorns on its thing. So when the fox attacks the porcupine, hedgehog, it immediately folds itself and becomes like a ball with sharp arrows, and the fox has to run away. So they say in management circles that how the fox fox would make a lot of plans, meetings, conferences, and strategies on how to attack the hedgehog. So after all the planning for months and together, the fox comes to attack. A funabit attacks, and the hedgehog sees the fox has come, and he says, again, this foolish fellow is coming, doesn't realize. When will he learn? And the hedgehog says and smiles and again goes back and becomes a ball. And again those thorns, those sharp spears are there, and the fox runs off. Again he makes more conferences, more strategies. But hedgehog has a simple principle. Just make a ball, attack. So similarly it is explained that, you know, Maya is like that fox. Maya will make different plans. But devotee is like that porcupine, jangli chua. We have one simple for everything, hand in the bead bag, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is our solution. Because what we'll do? How will we change this world, you know? This world is so crazy. So many things are happening. Fortunes, they swing overnight. Reversals come. Sometimes there is happiness, unwarranted, unexpected. So all this, the best solution is work on ourselves. Hold the bead back, chant Hare Krishna, and let us work on our own anarthas. Forget the other people. You know, when we are new preachers, we want to change the whole world. You know, we think I'll figure out these guys. You know, this guy has this problem, this guy has this problem, this guy has this problem. We are going with a hammer and a screw, and we want to change everybody's, you know, or like an electrician, we want to change all the screw and wires inside of everyone. And after some years, we realize, Hare, itna logon ne kar sakta, I'll take care of these few people. And we try to change them, and that also we realize is nahi ho raha. Then we take up one or two people. Unka bhi screw sab, we can't repair other system. And finally at the fag end of our life we realize, I think I have to work on my own system. Yahi pe kuch wire, ye wire mein kuch gadbad hai. So then we start. So basically we whole life we spend on others problem. Burijan Prabhu says we are interested in others business, we are interested in Krishna's business. But we're not interested in our own business. You know, what am I doing? How am I working on my anarthas? You know, I have gone so far away from Krishna. You know, I don't love Krishna. I am so sinful. I am so offensive. Let me work on my own anarthas. And for this we have got the most merciful gift of Krishna in the form of His holy names. So by chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, we can also develop a very close relationship with Krishna like the Pandavas had and like Arjuna had. And by remembering the instructions of the spiritual master and Krishna, we can also develop very deep, intimate relationship with the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.